Nearly 75 years ago, on September 4th, 1935, hundreds of people gathered at this spot, drawn by a cloud of smoke that billowed across the University Bay. They came to watch as firefighters tried to douse the flames of a disastrous fire as it consumed the Picnic Point farmhouse that once stood just a few feet from here. The farmhouse was built in the 1860s, and along with a barn and outbuildings, served several different farm families who ran dairy operations on the point and nearby fields. In 1924, the home was purchased by Madison entrepreneur and lumberman Edward Young as a wedding gift for his new wife. Young spent the next 3 years converting the simple farmhouse into a 15-room country estate. Here, on Sunday afternoons, Madison's prosperous and well-connected would bring their horses to ride the many bridle paths that wound through Picnic Point. Later, they would return to the house for food and drinks, relaxing on the broad porch that looked out across the bay. Many of the bridle paths Young developed on the point are today's popular walking trails. Young also constructed the distinctive stone wall that marks the entrance to Picnic Point. And it was Young who planted the extensive apple orchards just to the east of here, now returned to an open grassy field. Sadly, the Youngs only lived in the house for 8 years before it was destroyed by the fire, and all that remains of the house is a neatly laid brick walkway that led to the home's side porch, just barely visible on the forest floor before you. See if you can find other evidence that offers hints of a long-gone Picnic Point farm. For more stories about the cultural and natural history of the Lakeshore Nature Preserve, check out our website, an interactive map, and be sure to look for other audio tour signposts throughout the preserve.